got drama can be stolen.
Michael C. Hall, standing center stage at the Hammersmith Apollo.
Everybody knows me now.
He came to one of our rehearsals in the rehearsal room, and he said, "Michael, you're absolutely killing these songs." And I think he meant killing in a good way.
I've got nothing left to lose.
It was here in 1973 that David Bowie killed off his glam rock alter ego, Ziggy Stardust.
Ziggy really sang, screwed up eyes and screwed down hairdo. Not only is it the last show of the tour, but it's the last show that we'll ever do.
Being a part of this production of Lazarus and singing this song here, it's as humbling and gratifying as anything I've ever been invited to do.
The first time he met David Bowie was in a New York apartment during rehearsals for Lazarus, and he was asked to do a full run-through of the musical directly to his hero.
We were about the same height, so eye to eye. There was some small talk, and then it was time to do the songs. Where Are We Now, I think it was, I sang first.
Fingers are crossed, just in case.
All of a sudden, my butterflies turned to bats, you know, and I was very nervous, and David said something like, "Yes, now sing my songs for me," naming the absurdity of the moment, which I had a lot of gratitude for. You know, he was so down to earth.
Something happened on the day he died.
The likes of Radiohead, Michael Kiwanuka, and Skepta are competing for the Mercury Prize against David Bowie's Black Star.
And bravely cry, I'm a black star.
What does that album mean to you? It is something to cling to hold on to, a soundtrack to name the unnameable feeling associated with his passing, with having worked with him. So it's a very special recording for me.
Did David ever say if he was a fan of Dexter or Six Feet Under?
Actually, when I first met him, one of the things he asked me was, "So what is it with you and all the blood and dead bodies?"
Look up here, I'm in heaven.
The opening couplets, "Look up here, I'm in heaven."
Yeah.
Those can't be that easy words to sing.
No, it's amazing just how much the Lazarus piece as a whole, and certainly this song, have proven themselves to be a final statement. I can't think of an exit from the stage more profound and chillingly beautiful than David's.